Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Doug Tatum back on the show. Doug is the chairman of the board for Newport Board Group. He's an entrepreneur in residence at the Jim Moran Institute for Global Entrepreneurship at Florida State University, FSU. He's the chairman of 4M Navigator. And he's the author of an outstanding book that you still need to have if you don't already have it, No Man's Land, an updated version, by the way, is out now. He's our good friend, Doug Tatum. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Glad to be with you.
Good to have you back. Doug's been hanging out with us now for more than 15 years. Doug, you're out there. You cover a lot of territory, a lot of different territory. You've got your finger in the education world with your kids coming in there to the education, to the entrepreneurship program. You're very heavy into the equity markets, and you've got a political side to you too. What are some trends that you're seeing right now that would be interesting to my Main Street folks?
Well, I think that the interesting trend that we're looking at right now in some of our data is that, Jim, there is an enormous amount of capital floating around looking for a place to invest. I've got a paper coming out with a number of finance professors where we kind of explain why we believe we might be in low interest rates for a long, long time. And low interest rates and enormous amounts of private equity capital are changing the dynamics for some of your listeners, and let me explain it this way: the private equity investors typically, historically, have been buying companies in the way north of what would you would refer to as a small or emerging growth business, and they are now using that capital to consolidate their customers. So what you're going to find out there in your listening base is that if they were all in a room and I was to ask them how many of them have seen some of their competitors disappear and be purchased, the number of hands that would be raised is enormous.
Mm-hmm.
So what you've got is because you have too much capital chasing too few deals, that capital is going and consolidating customer bases for larger customers, what we call add-ons. Mm-hmm. So you might say the new calculus for the capital markets is that buying a customer is more quickly rewarding financially than growing one.
And this is what I've been calling financial capitalism, which is one of the devices that corporate America and Wall Street has used to bolster their share prices in an environment where they don't want to invest in the marketplace.
Well, this is what I'm referring to is the private equity community.
No, I understand. I understand, but it's the same. But it's the same. It's driven by the same motivation: the low interest rates. And again,
You just said
they're buying customers rather than going into the marketplace and earning them.
Yeah, they're
and that and that and that has an impact, Doug, on the churn of the economy. And one of the reasons this consolidation, in my opinion, is one of the reasons why the economy is still slow.
Yeah, there's without a doubt there's a consolidation of companies because of this massive amount of capital. And to your point, yeah, low interest rates and enormous amounts of capital are causing. Now the flip side of this is your businesses. Your listeners that grow their companies to a certain size will find that their companies are worth more money than they ever have been since the history of the world. So it's a two-edged sword, but I do think that it is a structural change in the world, not a cyclical change. In other words, we're not going to wake up one day and find that that the economy is growing because of some other
right
issue. This is a structural thing that I think is going to have ramifications.
It's like the workforce job situation is not cyclical; it's structural.
Yeah, and that's a whole another discussion. I'm at a major university teaching, and I ask my students on a regular basis how many of them have friends that have graduated from business school or even have an MBA that are living at home with their parents, and it is a jaw-dropping response. So,
right.
What you have right now is a very anemic, structural, new reality about what it takes to get into the workforce for college students.
Yep. Hold on to that thought, Doug. We'll come back and talk about some more of these trends that Doug is seeing that you and I can learn from as we make our strategic decisions for the future. Twintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.